On the Claire's You Matt and Kimber catch-up, we asked you for some of your embarrassing public stacks.
You guys didn't trust me, and so you called my boyfriend James to find out how I'm really going in giving up cheese this month.
We got James to go through the fridge, and Matt had to deal with having that obligatory chat with everyone he bumps into.
Think of this podcast as one big block of fun. Then imagine living on a big block from 360 to 900 square metres at Rosehill Waters, South Guildford, just 15 minutes from the city.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
November is the month to quit. Kimber can help you do it. Kimber's Army. Join up!
Well, hey. Day nine of Kimber's Army. Day nine of no cheese for me.
How are you going? How are you travelling?
It's starting to, like, the first 7 days, I was like, I've got this.
Yes.
Yeah. And I feel okay, but I'm also realizing I now feel like I've been doing it for 40 days already.
It's a very long month, November, when you're going without something you love.
What do you people eat when you don't have cheese? Like, what do you snack on? There's nothing to snack on. It means I'm eating less of everything. I'm eating less bread, heaps of stuff that I'm not having now.
Yeah, which is all good, is it? I mean,
well, I suppose.
It's boring, but look, it's all right.
I know, and I've got about 50 soldiers in my army
Great. This
month that have given up things like biting their nails, chocolate, booze. Online shopping. There's lots of people out there trying to go through the month of November without something.
Getting really full-on support from your friends. Like, they're going sort of cheese-free around you at meals.
Oh, yeah, like at lunch yesterday when my friend Kato ate the halloumi stack right in front
of
me.
Good on you, Kate.
And I had to
torture her.
Love it, man.
I had to eat the vegan pad thai.
Who needs enemies?
Yeah, it's rubbish.
I've got to say, to be fair and all respect, you've been pretty good around the office.
Well, because I don't eat much cheese at 7 a.m.
I was going to say, maybe that's because that's not your cheesy window.
No.
But it would be very interesting to know what you're like out of the office and at home. And so I've taken the liberty. I hope you'll forgive me.
Yeah.
I've given James a call.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend, James. Okay. James, g'day, mate.
Good morning, boys and girls.
Hey, James.
Mate, obviously we want you to, I hope you're good, but give us the dirt. Has she been well behaved within the home?
To be fair, the first week, pretty good. I was surprised. One fainting.
Oh, yeah.
At the weekend.
Oh, really?
Maybe lack of cheese.
I did faint on the weekend. I was like, oh, that's unusual. I think it was lack of cheese.
Okay, this happened, which I'm not proud of.
Right.
So, turn around in bed the other night, she's not there, walk out, notice she's on her laptop, online on the computer.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe she's looking at adult stuff, I don't know. Go round, she's looking at a page called Cheeses of the World.
Sprung.
All different shapes and sizes of cheese, hard cheeses, soft cheeses, group cheeses,
fondue
everywhere, like the cheese festival.
Just needed a fix.
Kind of weird.
Oh, there's so many cheeses available to us, though, but not
and
for another.
And it's a birthday weekend.
A birthday weekend coming up.
Yes. I'm very nervous about that.
Hey, James, can she be a bit sneaky as well? Like, if you had to put, like, a camera in the kitchen near the fridge, just in case?
Yeah, I have, and I'm not going to review it till the end of the month.
Right.
No.
Because the footage is not going to keep that long.
Yeah.
I can be trusted. I haven't cheated at all. I haven't, but I am also like you, James. I'm worried about the weekend because I don't know what we're going to eat, babe. I haven't got a clue.
I'm very frightened. I'm thinking of giving up hanging out with Kimber for the rest of this month.
She's pretty hangry.
You're a good man, buddy. Thank you for your support for Kimber's Army. And
She's not going to let the army down. She is dedicated, by the way. Like, I'm going to perhaps get killed during this week.
Yeah, mate.
She is not going to let that army down.
But James has been super supportive too. He's given up bread for the whole month to support me as well. So between us, we can hardly eat anything.
Yeah, but he's taken up a raging wine habit.
Yeah, exactly.
Good on you, brother.
Thanks, mate.
Good luck. Weekends are the hardest.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, babe.
What I want to know James. Is when you fainted, did you go to emergency and did they trolley you through and put like an IV of cheese into you?
There was a moment where James was like, could I just give you some cheese? Was it going to make it okay? And then he went, no, I'm not going to, we don't want to let you down.
Okay.
So
well, you've got 50 enlisted soldiers there. You don't want to let the team down,
No.
You?
And if you are a soldier and you've registered, go to Kimber's Army on Facebook and join up because we're all helping each other every day and messaging each other with some ideas and tips. And there's some psychologist information on there too that might help.
It's good okay, for you. Babe. Only 3 weeks to go.
Honestly, it's been the longest week ever.
Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
on Mix 94.5.
Midnight Oil fans in Melbourne had their show cut short last night because the lead guitarist, Jim Magini, tripped and fell off the stage.
Yes, he's done his hamstring.
Isn't that unreal?
Yeah,
like,
good.
Just a big stack. And, you know, Peter Garrett came back out on stage to let the crowd know that Jim was okay, but just too injured to return to the show, and he was taken away in an ambulance. And Midnight Oil have tweeted saying, thanks from Jim for all the good wishes. He's in good spirits, but he has got a badly torn hamstring after slipping on stage. He's getting further tests in hospital today to see whether surgery is required.
Dangerous places, those, you know, with the speakers and all the wires and all the rest of, around there on a stage.
And nothing like taking a stack in front of 15,000 people.
How embarrassing. It's so humiliating to fall over as an adult, isn't it?
Oh, God.
But you can only laugh about it because it's like, okay, if he's torn a hamstring.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not super. It's terrible, but we can kind of giggle about really embarrassing stuff.
The Oils
have
finished their set with a bit of an acoustic set. I saw one guy on Twitter, one idiot, go, oh, I feel a bit ripped off. You know, it's a shame that he got injured.
Well, he's had his hamstring ripped off, dude.
His hamstring off the bone.
You know, when I was at school, we were kicking the footy and someone, you know, kicked one and I was going for it and I was running, looking up at the ball and I ran smack into the back of one of those tractors that tows the lawnmower around.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
I mean, it could have been, it's another one of those that could have been very, very ugly. But of course, all the guys went, oh, and then saw that I wasn't dead and went, ha, 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 Tinsky.
One of those?
Yeah.
I mean, if a person falls over and there's no one there to see it, did it happen at all?
Oh.
I mean.
It is so humiliating. You know that feeling, that sort of stand-up of shame after you've fallen? But
yes.
I remember my mum said she went dancing one night. It was a bit wet on the steps after she left the dance venue. You know, adults go to dancing back in the 70s, right?
Yes.
And she's walking out and she fell down. She goes, I knew I'd broken my arm, right?
Oh.
She'd broken her elbow. But because you're in a function that's got alcohol, you hear the murmur.
Oh, she's had a few.
She's probably drunk.
Yeah. Oh, that Mrs. Claire's. She loves the champers, doesn't she?
A couple of people help her up, but it's almost like that, sympathy for the woman who's had a couple too many.
Drunk Margie with a stack.
Oh, not good.
Give us a call, 1333 53. Tell us about your embarrassing stacks when you've just taken a fall in front of everybody.
Yeah, we want to hear the worst of the worst.
Claire, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Elizabeth in Bassendean, tell us what you did.
I was playing Kiss Chasey and I ran into the tree. I got two black eyes, a blood nose and a busted lip.
Oh.
Hey, Liz, did someone kiss it better?
No.
Oh, wow.
I won the jelly bean contest that afternoon.
Great.
Oh, so, you know, life gives and life takes away, doesn't it?
Yes, and the damn tree's still there.
You know, Elizabeth, a lot of women have run like that when I've tried to kiss them, so
it ends in tears.
It does.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Sounds like you needed to have jelly beans, mate.
I did. Hey, Sally in Clackline. G'day, Sally. Tell us about your embarrassing stack.
Well, I was really worried about kids at school doing something silly, and after I'd spoken to them, I turned and I walked straight into the pole at school.
Oh, no.
Dropped like a potato.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I had concussion, and I did a good job, but I was so embarrassed.
Are you a teacher, Sally?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Oh, no. Oh, Mrs. just stacked it. It was hilarious.
Oh, Sally.
It was, actually. Yeah.
Did the kids point and laugh, or were they super sweet and came to take care of you?
Oh, no, they were worried, and I kind of got into my classroom really quick and stayed there for a little while till I didn't look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame on my face.
You could have been a viral sensation if one of the kids had recorded it.
Oh, no, I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Cheers, Sally. Kerry's in Rockingham. Kerry, tell us about your embarrassing stack.
Oh, hi. I was 14 at the time and we all got around on our drags to bikes with banana seats.
Yes.
And I really liked this guy who was 16 and I was riding up the road on my bike and I happened to see him. He didn't even know I existed.
Yeah.
And I called out and waved and turned around and I rode straight into the back of a parked car.
Oh.
And he looked up and I was so embarrassed.
Oh,
and the worst thing was, I ruined my Levi California jeans.
Oh, no. Double whammy. Oh,
you just want the ground to swallow you up when you're that age. It's the most embarrassing thing ever.
No.
Did he notice you?
He noticed me after that.
I was going to say, he noticed you then. Yeah. I'll call you Crash.
To do with me.
And little did you know, Kerry, in ripping your jeans, you created a whole new fashion statement.
I did.
Yeah.
We chopped them off at the knees back then.
Yeah.
We just thought we were so cool in our topped up jeans.
Well, you were cool until you rode into the back of a parked car.
Oh, I know. It was just, I've never forgotten it.
Kerry, you anyway, had a, you had us a banana suit.
Yeah.
I did. I had one with big, you know, flowers on it, like, you know, flower power.
Sweet.
But, of course, yeah. You've now been married for 25 years, so it all worked
I've
out beautifully.
32 years. It's a long time ago, but I've never forgotten it.
Good on you, Kerry.
Hi, I'm Gary Megan, and I do a little show on Podcast One called A Plate to Call Home, and it's about fascinating people all centred around food. This is a show for foodies, but it's more than that. It's a show about the people and the stories behind food. I think you know that I'm obsessed by food. Everything in my life revolves around it, and I love nothing better than to spend a little time talking about people that are equally as passionate, sharing their stories and getting to know what makes them tick. It's called A Plate to Call Home, and it's available on the Podcast One app or on podcastone.com.au.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that early. Matt's World.
Now, I'm a sort of a, you know, I'm a g'day mate sort of a guy, right? If I'm walking along the beach or a path or whatnot, or I walk into a shop, if I catch someone in the eye,
mm-hmm.
I like to at least acknowledge that another human being is in my space by saying, good morning.
Sure.
Or, nice.
Or, yeah, or, and look, my brother's the same. I think it was something that mum instilled in us. And you know, I think that's a good thing. But I've come to realise that if you are a kind of good morning person, you have to be prepared to not get the response that you were hoping for.
Not everyone's the same as you.
Not
boys.
Everyone's the same as
True.
Me, and I've got to learn to accept that and not to take it personally. They just don't feel like talking to me in that moment. Yep. Who is this random dude coming towards me talking?
The stranger.
Yeah. Mm. Look, I know a lot of people will get out of a taxi and go, oh, God, the taxi driver wouldn't shut up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how taxi drivers feel about me.
Yeah, right.
I'm convinced of it because I get, g'day, mate.
Chew the ear off.
Yeah, and I can see them and they're prickling and they're going, they want to say, dude, I've been awake for 17 hours. Shut up.
You are also the 13th person to ask me if it's been a busy night.
That's right. And yeah, I know it's warming up. And yeah, the traffic is bad. Mm. Just shut up.
They need another meter for when you hop in.
Totally. But I feel it and it does not upset me, but I have to sort of think my way through it, right? Yeah. And just accept that that's how it is. But of course, I've been around the block a few times and I'm aware that there are places where it's probably not needed or appropriate, right? Even even if you make eye contact. And the public urinal is one of these places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the public urinal is a place where interaction is very optional.
Mm-hmm.
And I should know that. But yesterday, you know, doing my beach stuff, I went into the public toilet to do what I needed to do and get my bathers off and whatnot. And I come in and I make eye contact with this dude, right?
Right.
Now, you know how these things happen like in a millisecond,
of
so
course.
Many thoughts.
Yep.
I go to say g'day because we've made eye contact. But in that very moment, my head goes, oh, Matt, maybe not appropriate here. And so what comes out is a sort of a noise.
Like the secret sound.
It's the secret sound.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I'm standing there and we're both giving into gravity, as it were. And I'm thinking, oh, he thinks I'm really weird now. So, of course, being me, I overcompensate. Start saying, oh, it's just warming up, isn't it?
Right? Oh,
or the Scarborough Beach redevelopment.
Oh. Awkward guy.
Right, totally. And I'm literally interrupting his flow, you know. And I just, it's because I've realised that I've got to, it's that I find it hard to contemplate that someone might not be as excited to talk to me as I would be.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But just if you just with the g'day is enough. If they just go, yep.
Yeah.
You don't need a chat, right?
Yeah. I'm a work in progress, Kimber.
Matt's World.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, yesterday as I looked at my naked body in the mirror,
yeah.
I thought to myself, gee, I'm going to get thrown out of IKEA any minute now.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5. Think of this podcast as one big block of fun. Then imagine living on a big block from 360 to 900 square metres at Rosehill Waters, South Guildford, just 15 minutes from the city.